The word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We declare the blood. We declare the blood, 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 the living blood, the living blood, the living blood, the blood of Jesus, the overcoming blood, the sanctifying blood. Rakatakaba itelebo shakaba rababa ileprokoto ripapa italaba shakaba italaba shakaba iprokoto ripapa italaba shakaba librakatakaba ya ibebe iteleprokoto ripapa italaba shakaya ibreketeke barakato kalebre eteke ba anteleba arito kaziberekete labrakatakaba yakatakaba italaba ba yakatakaba ya the blood 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 the living blood the overcoming blood the sanctified blood the delivery blood ile baba the warring blood the conquering blood ile baba lekete.
We declare the blood. We declare the blood.
The eternal blood. The speaking blood. We are redeemed by the speaking blood. The speaking blood. The contending blood.
The contending blood.
The overcoming blood. The conquering blood.
The overcoming blood. The overcoming blood. The overcoming blood. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for we are the redeemed of the Lord. We declare the blood, yes, Lord.
We come in the power of the Holy Spirit. 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 In the power of the Holy Spirit.
In the power of the Holy Spirit.
In the power of the Holy Spirit. In the power of the Holy Spirit. In the power of the Holy Spirit. In the power of the Holy Spirit. In the power of the Holy Spirit. In the power of the Holy Spirit.
Jesus. Yes, we are qualified by the blood. We are justified by the blood. We enter your presence by the blood. We thank you for the blood that is filled, oh God.
We secure ourselves in the blood.
Yes, Lord.
We secure ourselves in the blood.
We secure
this program in the blood.
We secure
the airwaves in the blood.
We
secure the network in the blood.
We secure
every soul here in the blood. We secure our partners in the blood. Our partners in the blood, every child of God online in the blood,
we secure
every child of God online, every partner online in the blood, we secure, every member of Deliverance Assemblies of God.
We
and partners.
We secure
every child of God online.
We secure
our minds. We secure our souls.
We secure
our spirit in the blood. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood,
the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood,
the blood. We secure every aspect of this program in
the blood.
We secure.
In the name of Jesus, we declare the blood.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take charge.
Yes,
let the Holy Spirit come and take charge.
And the Holy Ghost fire.
I prokoto ribaba lakata kabara. I lepepe iteke proto rabashaka. I proto ribaba shakaba italabasha. Ratako shakrabo sheketeke maante. Wala prakata kaba italushike borataka. Haila karebo shekrebo tota kaba. Mantele bakurai takaba bo. I preketeke baroko toka bantalabasha kaya.
I lepepe itele babo.
Gloria taraba shokoro mazante.
I lepapa itale prokoto ratakaba. We lepepe itele. We bless your holy name and uplift you, Lord. We celebrate you. We thank you, Father. Father, for who you are and for all you have been doing in our lives. Lord, we say thank you. Lord, we worship you this morning. Lord, we magnify your holy name and declare your greatness to the nations. We say there is none like unto you, God. There is none that can be compared unto you. There is none, O Lord. Before you, there is none. After you, there is none. Yes, at your level, there is none. We give you glory. We thank you, Father. Blessed be your name.
Our Father in heaven, we acknowledge you this morning as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, as the I am that I am, the everlasting Father, he who was and is and is to come. The name of the Lord be praised. The name of the Lord be worshipped. The name of the Lord be glorified. The name of the Lord be adored. Unto you be all the glory. Unto you be all the worship, the honor, and the adoration. Thank you for the gift of life that you have given unto us to live today. Thank you for yet another day, O Lord, in your presence. This is the day that the Lord has made, that we should be glad and rejoice in it. Father, we celebrate you. Lord, we say you are God. Lord, we say you are King. Unto you be all the glory. We thank you so much, Father God, for this platform and this program. We have come, O God, to your throne of grace to obtain mercy. We have come, O God, to the throne of mercy to obtain mercy. We have come to obtain every quality that we need for today's, O God, victory. For you said, each day has its own troubles. That is why we have power for today, to overcome the day's troubles, to go through the day. Tomorrow is not ours, but today is the day you have given unto us. We celebrate you. Thank you, Father. We bless you this morning. We exalt you and uplift you in Jesus' mighty name. I commit everyone online into your hands. I commit our partners, O God. I commit those who are patronizing this program. I commit to God all over the world, all over the globe, from whichever country, whatever time it is over there. Lord, you are the God of evidence. Please manifest yourself to us even online. Even though it is me, Delali Boja, it is my voice. Let them hear your voice. Let my voice be silent. Amen. Let Delali Boja and Gladys be silent. Amen. And let the voice of the Lord echo. Yes. Let the voice of the Lord sound. Let the voice of Christ sound. Amen. Let the voice of the Holy Spirit sound. Amen. Let them hear you and not man. Impact our lives, O Lord, and lead us, Holy Spirit. We enter by the blood. We begin by the blood and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Lead us. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, Father, we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to Resurrection Power for today. And I welcome you to Resurrection Power for today, coming to you from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God, located at Kotobabi down near Ebony Hotel. We give glory to God for yet another day. This is power for today. We come to receive strength and every ability that we need for the day, because God has given us each day, give us each day our daily bread. Each day, not each month. Each day, so we live by each day. Without today, tomorrow will not come. The success of today will determine tomorrow. The failure of today also determines tomorrow. And so I welcome you. I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, and Gladys, my assistant, Boja Worldwide. Yes, we are still dealing with our theme is destroying evil and wicked satanic altars of impossibility. Altars of impossibilities, altars that causes impossibility, or altars that are fighting our possibilities. Judges chapter 6 from verse number 17. Gideon replied, "If now I have found favor in your eyes, give me a sign that it is really you talking to me. Please do not go away until I come back and bring my offering and set it before you." And the Lord said, "I'll wait until you return." Gideon went in, prepared a young goat, and from an ephah of flour, he made bread without yeast, putting the meat in a basket and its broth in a pot. He brought them out and offered them to him under the oak. The angel of God said to him, "Take the meat and the unleavened bread, place them on the rock, and pour out the broth." And Gideon did so. With the tip of the staff that was in his hand, the angel of the Lord touched the meat and the unleavened bread. Fire fled from the rock, consuming the meat and the bread, and the angel of the Lord disappeared. When Gideon realized that it was the angel of the Lord, he exclaimed, "Ah, sovereign Lord, I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face." But the Lord said to him, "Peace, do not be afraid. You are not going to die." So Gideon built an altar to the Lord there and called it, "The Lord is Peace." To this day, it stands in Ophrah of the Abizarites. That same night, the Lord said to him, "Take the second bull from your father's head, the one 7 years old. Tear down your father's altar to Baal and cut down the Asherah pole beside it." 26, "Then build a proper kind of altar to the Lord, your God, on the top of this height, using the wood of the Asherah pole that you cut down. Offer the second bull as a burnt offering." Amen.
Amen.
We want to also look at Joshua chapter 6, verse number 26. Joshua 6, verse number 26. "At that time, Joshua pronounced this solemn oath: 'Cursed before the Lord is the man who undertakes to rebuild this city, Jericho. At the cost of his first son will he lay his foundation. At the cost of his youngest will he set up its gates.'" Amen.
Amen.
When we come to 1 Kings 16, we see the fulfillment of this prophecy in 1 Kings 16, verse 34. The fulfillment of this curse. "In Ahab's time, Hiel of Bethel rebuilt Jericho. He laid his foundations at the cost of his firstborn son, Abiram, and he set up his gates at the cost of his youngest son, Segub, in accordance with the word of the Lord spoken by Joshua, son of Nun." Beloved, we are still destroying, tearing down evil and wicked or satanic altars of impossibility, or satanic altars that fight our possibilities. Hey, beloved, yesterday I sent... Okay. I've just been told that the program, the prayers are on Telegram.
Yes.
They are on Telegram, yes. And Podbean, they are on Telegram. So, yeah. Yesterday, I sent a video. You know, anytime I am praying and I want to pray more, that was in the afternoon. Anytime I'm praying and then, you know, look, prayer, sometimes the flesh becomes weak. Like yesterday, I woke up at 12:30. and I pray till about, is it 3 o'clock? Yes. You know, somebody will say, Pastor, you are coming to have a morning. Why didn't you just sleep through? When the Holy Spirit wakes you up, I tell you, it's not easy. When you are a servant of God, you become a vessel in the hands of God. You are no longer yourself. When the angel comes to wake you up, sometime writing, whilst you are sleeping, oh, the angel will just be dictating a part of a book to you. You have to get up and write. I tell you, getting up is difficult, but when you miss that thought, you have missed something. Wake up to pray. So, when, let's say, I'm doing that sometimes in the night and I'm listening to, and I want the prayer to really flow, then I will just go on YouTube to see my favorite speakers, what they are speaking at that time or what has come. And then the Lord will say, this will be a blessing to your people. Why don't you share it? So yesterday in the afternoon, I shared something from John Anosike, this great Nigerian man in South Africa. I tell you, the man is a spiritual man. We just agree that man, Joshua Selma, and Samuel Pata is an Indian, and then Dr. Brone, also a Black American, a few people that my spirit really goes to, and others once in a while. I sent a video where a woman was being delivered. And this woman was being delivered. I think it happened recently. I mean, either yesterday or it was live or something. And you know, the spirit was saying that the woman has been programmed in South Africa. The woman has been programmed to die on the 17th of May. And the car that is supposed to kill her, the truck, the articulator that is supposed to kill her has already been prepared. And where the accident is supposed to take place, the junction, the spirit was speaking and how it will happen. That's why I love deliverance ministry. My God, when people are being delivered from spirits, ajaja, when spirits are being cast out of people, my spirit is so, elated. I am so happy that people are being... Look at this. Look at this. 17th May. At a particular spot. And it was a popular spot. At a particular time. And truly, a meeting has been programmed for her to attend on that day, at a particular time, after the whole thing, when she has been delivered and she was talking. Yes. And on the 17th of May, 2023. Now, why did I send the video? And why am I prefacing today's program with this story? Beloved, nothing just happens. Nothing just happens. And Anosike said the same thing. He said, you see, this accident would have happened, and then we think it was a natural circumstance. Drivers are careless. So. Natural circumstance. Beloved, there is no vacuum ground. There is no empty space in creation. Every space is either occupied by demons or by the Holy Spirit. Even though God is in control, God owns the whole world. He is everywhere. He is not in charge everywhere. There are some places that demons are in charge. There are some places that devils are in charge. There are some places that evil spirits are in charge. It's the same thing. Just different names I'm giving to them. Yes. Sometimes we ourselves give them charge by the way we think, by the way we talk, by the way we go about things. Like the message God is giving to me for Sunday. the day of restoration. Sunday, the day of restoration. Restoration garment. Restoration anointing. And you see, when after, as I was watching this, I just received a prompting. Why don't you share it? Why don't you share it? You have been saying these things. Why don't you share it as a confirmation for my people to know that what you have been telling them is true, that nothing just happens. In fact, one group of people that I laugh at and I pity so much in this world are the naturalists, naturalistic Christians. I tell you, almost 50% or 60% of Christians are naturalistic. They are naturalistic. They believe that things just happen. What will happen will happen. Yes, what will happen will happen. So it has just happened. Things don't just happen. The night in Ghana now, it is night. In America, it may be about 2 a.m. or something. Do you think it just happened? God said, let there be day, let there be hot, night. So this is the word of God in operation. So the day you are enjoying didn't just occur. God said, let there be day. So even that one alone, you are enjoying the word of God. The word of God is in hot operation. Kabayakata. Somebody is going to be given a house. Somebody is going to be given a house. Somebody where you are living is going to be yours. The house where you are living is going to be yours. Yes. The person whose house you are living is coming to announce to you that the Lord says he should give the house to you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for this word. Whoever this word is for, Lord, we give you praise. Yes, somebody is going to possess a shop. Yes, the Lord is saying your shop where you have rented. Yes, many other people have rented the same place. But the Lord says that he has touched the shop owner to give that place to you as a sacrifice. To give that place to you as a sacrifice. To give that place to you as a sacrifice. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for these words I have delivered unto your people. So you see, nothing just happens. Everything that has happened, whether good or bad, was made to happen. Beloved, some of the things that happened to us, they are the covenants that our ancestors have made. They are the sacrifices that our parents have made, our family have made. Yes, there are sacrifices that we ourselves have made in the past. Yes, whether good or bad, nothing just happens. Something makes things to happen. Something makes things to happen. Everything that has happened, whether good or bad, there is something behind it. There is something behind it. Investigate things. You know, there are some things that we can never explain. No, we can never understand. You leave them. You leave them to the sovereign God. That's why God is sovereign. He knows. But even that one that you cannot just understand did not just happen. It was made to happen. Yes, it was made to happen. That is why we must watch our mindset. We must watch how we talk, how we act, how we do things. At the close of the day, we should examine the day, our day's activities, the conversations we have had, the things we have said, the reactions and the responses. Any one of them that we feel is not in line with the word of God, we confess and ask God for mercy. We confess and ask God for mercy. Whilst I came down to move my car and move, I saw a lady passing, a young lady, maybe about 15 years, and she has a withered arm like that, withered arm in the church area, withered arm, and she was passing. And do you know what the Holy Spirit told me? or the Lord. The Lord started speaking to me. He said, you see, what you were watching at the office, the deliverance you were watching, look at this girl passing. Now people will say that I created her like this. People will conclude that I created her like this. I said, my God. So you didn't create this girl like this. So you didn't create a withered hand. God, he didn't say anything. He said, you see, look at this young girl passing with a withered hand. Now people will say, I created her like this. People will conclude that was how she was brought into this world. Once she was born into this world like that, that means that was how the nature God had. It is not true. It is not true. A few days ago, I sent some of you a video on a man without fingers who is a guitarist, international guitarist. The man is holding Bachelor of Science and Master of Science and playing guitar. The man can wash. The man is eating with the hands. He is doing everything with those hands without fingers. Why did I send the video? I should have added a note under it. When you listen to the man said, in fact, when he was born, according to sources, the doctors found it very difficult to show the baby to the mother. It took time because it was frightening. But later, the baby had to be shown. And when he started growing, he said he didn't see himself that he didn't have fingers. No. It was something about when he was about 3, 4, 5 years. There was something and he wanted to pick the same. The mother said, oh, you can't do it. You don't have fingers. I said, no, I can do it. You don't have fingers. You can't do it. His friends were coming and then they were, he said, I can do it. I can. So he put his hand and started doing the thing. Everybody started shouting. Now, why I sent that video? The man said he has never seen himself as not having fingers. How do you see yourself? Beloved, how do you see yourself? Yesterday, I was telling the lady pastor and another pastor's wife in the car with me. I said, the lessons I've learned. And from my own personal experience, when I was tormented with 3 demons, when I got born again and I backslided, for 6 months, I was tormented with the demon of murder, the demon of suicide, and the demon of madness. That time, the word death, death is out of your mind. Especially when you are to kill somebody or you are to kill yourself. Go and stand at a place and jump under a car to run under you, to run over you. Look, death is out of your mind. These people kill themselves and do things. Death doesn't occur to them. Oh. Death does not occur to them at all. It is, you are possessed with something. Death is out. Danger is out. That is why God called me to deliverance ministry. And you know, I will try, but something will just hold me. And I will not. And you know, at a point, I started telling the voices, no, 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 no. As I was saying, no, 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 no. EP Church, Bible study and prayer group. We don't know deliverance. We've not been taught scriptures. Nothing. But just within me, I was saying no outwardly. No, 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 no. Bam. Nobody lay hands on me and said, come out. The voices ceased. The spirits left. I got my deliverance. We call it self-deliverance. You can do self-deliverance. You can say no to that thought. You can say no to that fear. You can say no to your condition. You can say no, I'm telling you. You can say no to your situation. Do you know that you are God? Every human being God created was created in the image of God, not only Christians. Christians, through Christ, we have eternal life. That's just the difference. Through Christ, we have eternal, every human being. So God respects your words. whether you are born again or not, you are not a small person. Who created an aeroplane? Who manufactured a car? Are they Christians? Why are they manufacturing? They are using the image of God, the creative ability that God has given to them to do what? To create. Every human being is in the image of God. That's why you don't kill a human being. I'm telling you, you raise a gun or something to kill a human being, the path of hell that you will burn, the path of hell that you will burn, you have no idea, because you have destroyed the image of God. And anyone that destroyed the image of God, you will be destroyed. He who pulls a gun will go by a gun. He who pulls a knife will go by a knife. Yes. Unless they truly repent and come down and confess. Sunday, I'll tell you something. Beloved, nothing just happens. You can resist the devil. The Bible says what? Resist the devil and you do what? He will flee. Resist that voice. Resist that thought. Resist that image. Resist that dream. Resist. Say no. Never with me. And now that we know scriptures, add a scripture to it. I will not allow this. Especially patterns. Oh, patterns and cycles. Every pattern and cycle in your life, anything that has occurred the first time is not a pattern. If only once, it's not a pattern. The moment it occurred the second time, it is a witness. It becomes witness. Yes. The moment it occurred the third time is a pattern. It means that it can occur now. It can occur. It can occur the fourth time, the fifth time, the sixth time. That is why we have something we call the foundation of first occurrence. If you don't deal with it, the first time a wrong thing happens to you, or the evil that has happened to your father, your ancestor, when they tell you their story, that this thing happened, your father suffered stroke, your father suffered this at a certain age, your so-so-and-so. If you don't deal with that thing in your life, that is still in the family, somebody will suffer it. And especially when a brother, a sister, or your mother also, or somebody, family member, your uncle, or somebody has also suffered that, it means that it's a pattern. It's a cycle. It's in the family. If you don't deliver yourself or separate yourself from that with the blood first before you deal with the family, I am telling you that by the time you realize, you begin to experience symptoms. Gideon built, there were three altars. The first one, when he brought the sacrifice, the Lord said, put it on the rock. That rock became an altar. That rock, any place where blood is sacrificed, any place where a sacrifice is made in the name of a god or a demon, that place becomes an altar. I am telling you, that place becomes an altar. An altar is what? A ladder, a link between heaven and earth. A place where angels or demons interact with human beings. I'm telling you, your heart is a living altar. Your heart, the first altar is your heart. When you get born again, your heart is the altar. That is where the Holy Spirit speaks and deals with that. That's why the Bible says that we must guard our heart. Proverbs chapter 4, I think verse 24. We should guard our hearts above all, because out of it comes the issues of life. Yes, Proverbs 4:24. Guard what goes into your heart. Don't let many things go. Yes, you can experience pain. You can be angry. You can be so, but don't let it enter your heart. Yes, just let it go. You confess it. Let it go. It shouldn't enter your heart. Something is in your heart if you keep on repeating it. Beloved, the angel of the Lord said to Gideon, tear down your father's altar, because the angel saw that it is that altar is going to frustrate his work. As long as that altar is there, Gideon is going to fight unnecessary battles. But for you and I, we are not supposed to go to our hometowns and tear down physical altars. we can deal with them wherever we are and separate ourselves from them. Anytime you are dealing with something, deal with it yourself and then separate your before you deliver your family members. Start with yourself. It must be, you don't stay inside ants. There is an adage that you don't live among ants and remove ants. You need to come out from them. Yes. So you must first deliver yourself and your family. Then you can extend the prayers to other people. Beloved, remember also that when Joshua cursed Jericho, somebody became a victim to that curse. In the days of Ahab, a man called Hiel, H-I-E-L, who tried to build Jericho, had to sacrifice his first son, Abiram. And as he finished and was putting the gate, he had to sacrifice his last born son, Segob. So Abiram and Segob became victims of a curse, victims of what? An invocation. But thank God, you see, as for our Christians, Jesus Christ has come to die for us and wipe away all this. But do you know why we still deal with them? Because we are still in the flesh. We are still human. Yes, we are still human, and there are things we do that open the door for the devil. And so we still deal with them, and we still deal with them when the Holy Spirit leads us. You see, one of the reasons why we should be filled with the Holy Spirit, every Christian should be filled with the Holy Spirit. Let him guide you and lead you in our prayers. He knows at a particular time what we should be praying. Anytime the Holy Spirit prompts us, pray like this, let us pray it. Because he knows why. That is how Christianity is. You don't just jump and begin to pray sensually. Some prayers are sensual. Anything that happens, and I bind every witch, and I bind this, and you are praying sensually. Pray in tongues, if you can pray in tongues. And let the Holy Spirit download the mind of God, the prayer that should be prayed at a particular time. That's what we do. If you cannot pray in tongues, just begin to declare the blood. I plead the blood. Just say, I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. As you are pleading the blood, the Holy Spirit will drop the prayer point. And you see, that prayer point is exactly what is happening in the realms of the Spirit. Yes. The prayer that he drops, and you begin to pray in the language you understand, that is exactly what is happening in the Spirit. That's what you call inspirational praying. And praying by inspiration, praying by tongues, when the Holy Spirit is leading you. Beloved, we want to deal with evil and wicked altars once again that the Holy Spirit said we should deal with. We have dealt with this thing before. We have prayed against altars before, but it has come again. So let us just obey the Holy Spirit. And, you know, we have people who are renewing altars. You know, let me say this. I don't know how this can be put. As a theologian, we have been taught that it's not everything that we can explain. It's not everything that we can understand. Yes, some things, we just leave it there. So please, it's not everything that I can answer. It's not everything that I can understand. Some things, we just leave them. We say, no, this one I don't understand. This one I can't answer unless the Holy Spirit gives us all inspiration. For instance, some years ago in 1980s, yes, 80 to 84, I've forgotten a particular year, the witches in South Africa decided to fast and pray. They went into 40-day fasting to pray against witches and wizards, to pray against Christian marriages, against the marriages of great men of God. It was announced, 40-day fasting against the marriages of great men of God. They wanted to collapse marriages of great men of God. They went into 40-day fasting and prayer. Fine. Carol is saying something here. When Muslims kill the sheep all over the world, they are making the earth an altar. Carol, it is true. When they are celebrating the sheep, they kill the blood, they are establishing altars. But Carol, the good news is that before the Muslims even kill the sheep, the blood of Jesus has already been shed. The blood that was shed before the foundation of the world. So the blood of Jesus will swallow those altars. But then we should know this and engage the blood to swallow those altars. God bless you, Carol, from Côte d'Ivoire, my own chief executive. You see, they fasted and prayed. And what happened when they fasted and prayed? The top man of God in South Africa called Ray McCauley. In fact, he represents Kenneth Hagin, Rema Bible School, Rema Church in South Africa. Ray McCauley divorced the wife. That year, great men of God divorced their wives. And do you know what Christian Association of South Africa, do you know what they did? They also entered into 1 week fast. 1 week fasting to cancel. Look, God respects sacrifice. I am telling you, God respects sacrifice. How can people fast 40 days a night? Then you are using 1 week. 1 week, laziness. 1 week to neutralize it, you lie. God will allow this thing to happen. What about the king who sacrificed his son? The king of Moab, when he was fighting with and he was losing the battle, and then he took the son that will inherit him and slaughtered him on the wall. And the Bible said that the battle turned against Israel, the wrath of God turned against them, and they left the place, they stopped fighting. Who did the king sacrifice to? To the devil. But who actually allowed that thing to happen? God. God honored that sacrifice. It's a high sacrifice. If somebody can sacrifice the son. So you see, the Israelites should have sacrificed before they went into battle. So sometimes God allows the devil to win, to teach us what? Lessons. When we are lazy. To teach us lessons. Look, somebody, a witch didn't sleep the whole night. He didn't sleep. They went for operation. Enchant. You, a Christian, you slept the whole night. You went to bed 7 p.m., woke up 6 a.m. And then now you go to work. And then you are expecting that. Hey, let me just end there. God honors sacrifice, whether it is evil or so. He honors it. This is a revelation that somebody must. Christians, excuse me. We are the laziest religion on earth. Jesus has died. Everything. Do you know everything Jesus has done? He has just made a way for you to continue. I'm telling you, Jesus has died for us to live a victorious life. The death of Jesus Christ is not automatic that you can prosper. It's not automatic that you'll be victorious. It's not automatic that you'll be promoted. You must use the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ as your authority and foundation to effect your promotion, to pray into your promotion, to work hard to be promoted, to declare your promotion. Whilst you are declaring your promotion, you are sharpening your skills. You are going to school. You are learning more. You are going to work very early. You are working hard. That is how it works. That is how it works. The death and resurrection of Jesus Christ is not automatic. It's not automatic. Yes, it's not automatic at all. If it is automatic, everybody will become a Christian. Why is that some people don't want to become Christian? Sometimes when they look at us, when we go to witness to them, they first look at the shoe you are wearing. I'm telling you, they look at you first before they listen. This lotto, those who for lotto forecast. The reason why I say me, I will never stick lotto. When I look at the sandals they are wearing, I look at the shirt. When they are there with blackboard and people around them, you see, yes, 1+1. This thing, so and so say, then they will say something. I've forgotten those steps. Clap now, then they will clap. They will say, one day I was passing, I told her, I said, look, me, if it is Bill Gates or these richest people who are doing this, yes, I will stop and listen and maybe go and try. Yes, maybe hot, go and try. When I see the car that the person parks, I look at the dress, I look at the person, the skin, I will listen because I want to be like that. Not this kind of things. That is Christianity. We are to be the best. We are to eat well. We are to live healthily. When you park your car, you come out, they look at your car, and you say, Jesus loves you. Look, let me tell you, they will salute you. They will listen. Oh, like I've been doing sometimes in my area here, I will stop the car, talk to somebody, and then they will just salute me. They will just say, okay, I'll go to church. Jesus, thank you, Papa. Thank you. I'll go. Yes. Supposing my car is torn. I'm this thing. The person will look at you and say, we cry, say, unyami, wahoa. On to me, ma ukavovro. We want to pray now. The reason why you must prosper, the reason why you must live a better life, Jesus's death and resurrection is not automatic. It's not automatic. You must enforce it. You must enforce it. Jesus' death and resurrection is the foundation. You must enforce that foundation. Say, Jesus has become poor for me to become rich, and so I resist poverty. I pray for ideas. You begin to sharpen skills. You go to school. You learn. You work hard. You plan your life well. That's how prosperity comes. It's not automatic. It's not automatic. That's why sometimes the God allowed the devil's children to win over us because of the sacrifices they make. Because of the sacrifices they make. Yes, somebody wants promotion. Do you know what the person when the person went to a friend? Do you know where the friend took him to? The friend took him to the national chief imam, and the friend sacrificed three cows for a contract, three cows for promotion, and the person got it. You, the Christian, what have you gone with to your pastor? I mean, what sacrifice have you made? Because Jesus has died. Three cows. The person was telling me this. Three cows. A Muslim friend. Three cows. He said, Pastor, I know you will never go. I know you will never go. I said, you better don't bring it. Three cows. And he showed me the temple where they did the thing, and where I went to hold that program. Ablekuma area. Yes. He showed me the place. I said, I've passed there before to go and hold a program at Apostle Gaba's church over there. Yes. Three cows. 12 midnight. Three cows. Sacrifice. He got the contract. Millions of dollars. He got the position. You, the Christian, Jesus has died. That's all. Jesus has died. That is all. Beloved, we want to pray. Say in the name of Jesus Christ. I believe in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. By the word of God today, I declare that the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ did not just happen. It is not just automatic that Jesus has died and rose again. And so things should just work for me. I have just heard that I must make them work. I must exercise authority. I must exercise faith. I must declare them in prayer. I must declare them in prayer. I must enforce them. I must resist the devil. This morning, my Father in heaven, with the blood of Jesus Christ, I destroy every evil and wicked satanic altar of impossibilities, 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 of impossibilities,
of impossibilities,
of impossibilities, of impossibilities,
every evil and wicked satanic altar
fighting my possibilities,
delaying my possibilities,
withholding
my possibilities,
with the blood of Jesus Christ.
I destroy them all.
I destroy
those altars.
I destroy I destroy ancestral altars, generational altars, family altars, parental altars, environmental altars, atmospheric altars, fighting my possibilities, fighting my possibilities, delaying my possibilities, withholding my possibilities. Jesus' mighty name. Beloved, after you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, pray for the Holy Spirit baptism. Be filled with the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues. That is all. Then you are finished. I'm telling you. Because it is the Holy Spirit that explains things to you. It's the Holy Spirit that gives you insight and understanding. It's the Holy Spirit that gives you revelation. It's the Holy Spirit that gives you conviction. Because there are many things that you don't understand. Look, I have prayed deliverance for bishops. I have prayed deliverance for pastors' wives in my office. Yes, whilst talking, the person began to manifest. I have prayed deliverance for pastors. Why did the devil? How can a pastor be filled with you? I don't know. I'm a theologian. Yes, I've studied theology. Yes, my degrees in theology was not conferred on me. I earned them. I wrote theses. Right now, I'm turning one of my theses into a book. I've written to the school. They say I can do it. Yes. Yes. The prayer factor in confronting the challenges of the 21st century. Yes, the prayer factor. Yes, they say I can. So, I mean, it is being prepared in time. So, you see, I can't tell. Look at sometimes when we go to church, manifestations. It is good, though. If I lay hands, it is good. Don't be afraid. I will die. I will fall down. Let me tell you, that small cockroach demon, it can keep you for 20 years. It can delay your miracle for 20 years. So when it comes out of me, hey, I am free. I can get my miracle today. That is how church services should be. Anytime we gather, the power of God must manifest. Look into the Bible. They were gathering to pray for what? For power to go and witness. Today we gather to pray for visa. We pray for marriages. We pray for childbirth. They are good, oh. They are good. They are good, oh. But in the New Testament, they gathered to pray for power. They were seeking the kingdom of God. And so what was happening? Miracles were happening. Did you see Jesus set a particular Tuesday that is a day of deliverance? Never. Do you think that if the demon knows that Tuesday is going to be cast out, it will come? It will not come. Look at people who go to deliverance. The same people all the time. The same people, they go. Why are they not being delivered? Why are they not being delivered? I know there are theologians and pastors online. Let us begin to let this provoke you. Let us begin to see how we organize our weekday prayers, Tuesday morning. It should be power encounter. Come and receive power. Come and let's just pray to know God. And while that prayer is going on, God will descend. Deliverances will take place. Look at Jesus Christ. On the way somewhere, people were going to bury the only son of a woman. Miracle happened. At a wedding, miracle happened. He had no day. That is Christianity. That is pastors. That is the church. Anytime anything is happening, you the Christian, please. The Bible says in Mark chapter 16, verse 17, these signs shall follow those who believe. These are in my name. They shall cast out demons. Please, this is to every believer. It's not to pastors. It's not to prophets. It's not to apostles. No, it's for every believer. These are the signs that shall follow. They are not for pastors. They are not for prophets. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
Name of Jesus Christ.
I said the blood 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 of Jesus Christ.
Against any strong altar.
Against any strong altar.
Any ancient altar.
Any ancient altar.
Any powerful altar.
Any powerful altar.
Any mighty altar.
Any mighty altar.
That is fighting me.
That is fighting me.
That is delaying me.
That is delaying me.
That is blocking.
That is blocking.
My delivery.
My delivery.
That is holding.
That is holding.
My possibility.
My possibility.
That is detaining.
That is detaining.
My possibility.
My possibility.
I said the blood.
I said the blood.
I said the blood.
I said the blood of Jesus.
I said the blood. I said the blood.
I said the blood of Jesus.
I said the blood. I said the blood.
Against those altars.
Against those altars.
Against those altars.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Against
those altars.
Against those altars.
Against those altars. Against those altars.
I said the blood. I said the blood.
Yes,
said the blood. Said the blood. I said the blood.
Generational altars.
I said the blood.
Family altars.
I said the blood.
That have been.
I said the blood.
That have been.
I said the blood.
Yes, Lord.
I said the blood.
I said the blood.
I said the blood.
Strong altars.
I said the blood. I said the blood. I said the
blood of Jesus.
I said the blood.
I said the blood of Jesus.
I said the blood.
I said the blood of Jesus.
I said the blood. I said the blood.
Yes.
I said the blood. I said the blood. I said the blood.
Yes, Lord. Rakatakatakabaya. From our ancestry, from generations. Yes, Lord. Family. Yes, Lord. That are fighting our possibility.
I said the blood. I said the blood.
I said the blood.
I said the blood. I said the blood of Jesus Christ. I said the blood. I said the blood. I said the blood.
I said the blood.
I said the blood.
I said the blood.
I said the blood.
I said the blood.
I said the blood.
I said the blood.
I said the blood.
I said the blood.
I said the blood.
I said the blood.
I said the blood.
I said the blood. I said the blood.
I said the blood.
I said the blood.
I said the blood.
I said the blood. I said the blood.
I said the blood.
I said the blood.
I said the blood.
I said the blood.
I said the blood.
I said the blood.
I said the blood.
The blood.
The blood.
blood of Jesus Christ
against evil and wicked authors,
evil and wicked authors,
evil and wicked authors,
witchcraft authors,
satanic authors,
occultic
authors,
marine authors,
Islamic authors, and the religious authors that are fighting our destiny, that are fighting our testimony, that are fighting our dreams. I said the blood. I
said
the blood. I said the blood. I said the blood.
I said the blood.
That are fighting our prophetic word.
We said the blood.
We said the blood.
We said the blood.
We said the blood. We
said
the blood. We said the blood.
We said
the blood.
We said
the blood. That are fighting
the
promises of God.
The promises of God
to us. The promises of God to us.
The promises of God to us.
We said the blood.
We set the blood against them.
We set the blood.
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 We set
the blood.
We set
the blood.
We set
the blood.
We set
the blood.
We set the blood.
We set the blood.
We set the blood.
We set the blood.
We set the blood.
We set the blood.
We set the blood.
We set the blood.
We set the blood.
We set the blood.
We set the blood.
We set the blood.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Let me explain here. It's not every falling. It's demonic manifestation. Some are just slain. Ezekiel, John, when the Lord appeared to them, say, I fell. Daniel, say, I became like a dead person until the angel touched me. So some are slain under the spirit. When it is slain, the person just slay and lie there. The person can roll right, left, and lie there. That just lay. When it is a demon, the demon itself will manifest. The demon will start speaking. Yes. So when the speaking didn't take place, it's not a demon. It's not demonic. It's not demonic. Yes. I myself, sometimes when I'm praying, by the time I realize I am on the floor, I was walking up and down, but I don't know when I went down. Yes. I don't know. Yes. Yes. Sometimes it happens. So I need to explain it because this is a school. We are learning. Hallelujah. Amen. Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Any voice coming from any altar, any invocation into my atmosphere, against my dreams, against my possibilities, any voice, any incantation, any evil utterance coming from any altar with the blood of Jesus Christ, I shut it down. First Corinthians 16:8-9. Paul said, I will stay, I'm just paraphrasing, I'm not reading. I will stay in Ephesus. because an effective door for effective work has been opened for me. King James says, but there are many adversaries. There are many adversaries. NIV says, there are many who oppose me. There are many adversaries. We want to deal with adversaries, enemies to open doors. Say enemies to open doors.
Enemies to open
say
doors.
Say many adversaries.
Many adversaries.
To open doors.
To open doors.
Many
adversaries. Possibilities. To possibilities.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
With the blood
say
of Jesus Christ.
Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
We set the blood of
we
Jesus.
Set the blood
we set
of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
We set I the blood set of Jesus. Jesus. I set the blood of Jesus against
many adversaries.
To my possibilities. Many adversaries
to my breakthrough,
to my
many adversaries to my open doors,
to my
many adversaries to my promotion,
many
adversaries
to my
dream,
many
adversaries to my
testimony,
many adversaries to my promises,
many
adversaries to my prophetic work. I set the blood of Jesus, I set the blood against them, I set the blood, I set the blood, I set the blood. I set the blood. Let them stumble by 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 the blood. Let them perish by the blood. Let them perish by the blood. Let them perish by the blood. I set the blood against them.
I set the blood against
them. I set the blood against them. I set the blood against them. I set the blood against them.
I set the blood against them.
Adversaries to my possibilities. Many adversaries to my dream,
many
adversaries to my open door, to my breakthrough. I set the blood, I set the blood, I set the blood to my testimony. I set the blood, 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 I set, I set, I set, I set. Set the blood against them.
Set the blood
of Jesus against them.
Set the blood of Jesus Christ.
I set the blood. 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 I set the blood.
I set the blood.
I set the blood.
I set the blood.
I said the blood. I said the blood. I said the blood.
I said the blood.
I said the blood.
I said the blood.
I said the blood.
I said the blood.
I said the blood.
The blood,
the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood.
Evil and wicked altar, the great of God impossibilities. Generation of
testimonies. Kapayakata. We set the blood against them. Adversaries to possibilities.
Many adversaries.
Many enemies. Many enemies.
Many enemies.
Family enemies. Family enemies.
Ancestral
enemies.
As many enemies, enemies,
whichever form
whichever
they take,
form
wherever,
they take
are located,
wherever they are
we
located,
we set the blood against
we
them.
Set the
we
blood
set the blood against them.
We set the
blood. We set the blood. We set the blood. We set the blood. We set the blood. We set the blood. We set the blood. We set the blood.
We set the blood.
We set the blood.
We set the blood.
We set the blood. We set the blood.
We set the blood.
We set the blood.
We set the blood.
We set the blood.
To destroy them, to destroy them, to destroy them,
any evil door that is open into my life, any evil door that looks like a good door, I shut it down, I seal it off. In the blood of Jesus Christ, I shut it down.
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 I
set the blood against it.
I
set the blood against it.
I set the blood against it.
I set the blood against it.
I set the blood against it.
I set the blood against it.
I set the blood against it. I set the blood against it.
The blood against it.
Any evil door that appears to be a good door. I set the blood. Yes, and with the blood, I shut that door down. That evil door, I shut it down. I shut it down. I open that door the right hands, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord.
Say, altar of delayed delivery.
Altar of delayed delivery.
Altar of delayed fulfillment.
Altar of delayed fulfillment.
Altar of distraction.
Altar of distraction.
Altar of delayed programs.
Altar of delayed programs.
I set the blood against
them. I set the blood against
you. I set the blood against
them. I set the blood against
them. The blood of Jesus against them. I said the blood. I said the blood. Altar of delay delivery. Delay delivery.
Delay delivery.
Delay fulfillment.
Delay
fulfillment.
Delay fulfillment.
Delay fulfillment.
Delay fulfillment.
I said the blood.
I set the blood.
In Jesus' mighty name. Why are we setting the blood against the altars? We are 5 minutes more today. We are taking a little bit of your time. Sometimes God takes our time. Why do we set the blood against them? Like I was saying, this friend of mine, this friend's friend who became my friend, the allergy I'm talking about, who became my friend, who has also become my friend through a friend, who went to sacrifice 3 cows for a contract and for a promotion, and the person got it. Then you have gone to give 100 CDs for promotion. You put 100 CDs in an envelope for the same promotion. Let me tell you, the 3 cows and the 100 CDs. So you see, that's why we are setting the blood. The blood of Jesus is supreme. Let me tell you, when somebody has offered 3 cows, you see, look, God respects things, even though it is not to God, but he allowed the devil thing to work. He allows it. What have you sacrificed? He allows it. Sacrifice is forgoing something that you need today to gain something tomorrow. That's sacrifice. You can sacrifice sleep. You can sacrifice sex. You can sacrifice food. You can sacrifice your money. You can sacrifice talking to people. You can sacrifice your mobile phone. I'm not saying giving your mobile phone out. You can sacrifice that today. I am not going into my mobile phone. Yes. You sacrifice your time. Even what you are doing here online, you are sacrificing. I'm telling you, some of you are already working. Yes, some of you are driving. But your attention is here. You are sacrificing. Yes, some of you've gone into the WC. You are hiding there because the time that you should work has come and we haven't closed. So you want to hear to the last. So you are hiding somewhere. It's a sacrifice. God honors sacrifice. God honors sacrifice. God honors sacrifice. God honors sacrifice. Let God honor your sacrifice. Let God honor your sacrifice today. I declare into your life that the many adversaries, you alone, your promotion alone, your so-and-so alone, enemies all over the place, today, we shut them down with the blood. We set the blood against them. We set the blood against them. Begin to enjoy peace. Begin to enjoy promotion. Begin to enjoy fulfillment that you have never enjoyed before. All your many adversaries, we shut them down. We set the blood against them. We set the blood against them. We set the blood against them. We set the blood against them.
Yes, Lord.
All tests of delay delivery. All tests of delay fulfillment.
Yes, Lord.
All tests of distraction, altars that come to take your mind away, to take your focus away, we set the blood against them.
Amen.
Demonic programs, like the video I sent to you from Anosike in South Africa. The woman has been programmed on the 17th May to die by accident. Even the car, in fact, the truck, the place was shown on the video. The truck that should run into her car. And how it will happen? She'll be coming from this direction. This one, their program is to also come from this direction. People will just sit down and say, it just happened. It just happened. Nothing just happened. So everything that happened, there is something behind it. There is something behind it. One of our pastors some time ago, I heard him say, this thing, the person has died. I've been seeing this on Facebook. As for Africa, it's only Africa that people die and there is something behind it. It's only Africa that people die. And I am happy that I am an African Christian. I am telling you. As for those people, those Christians, I'm telling you, the devil has already stolen them. But I thank God that some are still online. They are still on course.
Mm.
And I thank God for that. Yes. And do you know what happened to that person? The brother died in his own car. Hmm? The father died. They went to announce the father's funeral with the brother. When they were coming back, he thought the brother was asleep. The brother was dead. The brother was dead. Then you tell me this is natural. A healthy person. Brother, let's go and see our elders. They've gone there. They are coming back. The brother was dead in the car. Then you are telling me that nothing. You don't. I thank God. That's why I will live long. Because of revelation. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Any satanic program.
Any satanic program.
Any wicked program.
Any wicked program.
Any hidden program.
Any hidden program.
That has been set against me.
Set against me.
Unknowingly to me.
Unknowing to me.
Unknowing to me.
Unknowing to me.
Secretly.
Secretly.
Any program of death.
Any program of death.
Any program of accident.
Any program of accident.
Any program of shame.
Any program of shame.
Any program of disgrace.
Any program of disgrace.
That has been set.
That has been set.
On a particular day.
A particular day.
On 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 a particular day.
A particular
on a
day.
Day of execution.
On a day of execution.
On a day of execution.
On a day of,
on a
execution.
Day of execution.
On a day of execution.
I set the blood of Jesus.
I set the blood of Jesus
against that wicked program.
I set the blood.
I cancel that program.
I cancel that program.
I curse that program.
I curse that program.
I cancel that program.
I curse that program.
I curse that program.
I cancel that program.
I bought that program.
I bought that program.
I bought that program.
I neutralized 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 that program.
I reset myself. A day of rebranding, a day of reset, a day of restoration. Invite somebody. May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
This is how far the Lord has brought us. Father, we thank you for bringing us this far. Unto you be all the glory. Father, let these prayers produce testimonies. Let these prayers produce results. Let these prayers, oh God, cause a major turnaround. Let these prayers produce possibilities. Amen. Christianity is an evidential way of life. Christianity is a result-oriented way of life. Let, oh God, there be result.
Amen.
Let 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 there be result.
Yes,
let there be testimonies.
Yes,
let there be testimonies.
Oh, yes.
Let there be testimonies. Let there be testimonies.
Let
there be testimonies. Let there be testimonies. Let there be testimonies. Let there be testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
I also want to thank all of you for your involvement and for the sacrifice of your time. I'm so grateful. It's not easy, but I tell you that these prayers are more than $1 million given to you. I'm telling you. These prayers are more than $1 million given to you. Keep on praying for us and keep on encouraging us, because sometimes we receive attacks because of you. Yeah, because you are being delivered. So the enemy comes against us. There are things that we cannot tell you. I'm telling you. There are things. That's why people don't enter into deliverance ministry, because all the demons you are casting out, they will turn against you and your wife and children. So if you are not really strong and secure. That's why many pastors don't try deliverance, because it is a dirty game. It is life and death. Yes. If you cannot live right, if you cannot be pure before God, living a holy life, if you cannot have a pure heart, you can't enter into deliverance ministry. You can just destroy yourself. If you are not obedient, if you are not somebody who obeys authority and live under authority of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, you can never, never, never. And a spiritual father, you can't enter into deliverance ministry. So keep on praying for us. There are many things that are going to happen, and they've already happening to people online. Amen. May the Lord bless. Sunday, please prepare early and come. And let us have this time of restoration together. Breaker service. Congratulations, and may the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious
Amen.
Unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace.
Amen.
And when the roll is called,
your name and my name shall never be missing.
And I see something good happening to somebody.
It is happening to you and it is happening to me.
Shalom.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.